When we talk about abuse, we usually think of the abuse that leaves visible bruises and scars. However, there are other forms of abuse that are just as intrusive. These forms, however, can be difficult to recognize. Emotional abuse is a form of psychological manipulation that can be difficult to pinpoint, as it often involves subtle tactics such as gaslighting. Gaslighting is a type of emotional abuse in which the abuser attempts to make their victim question their own reality and sanity. This can be done through denial, manipulation, and even outright lies. It is hard to recognize when we are victims of emotional abuse or gaslighting because abusers often use subtle tactics that are easy to overlook or rationalize away. Additionally, abusers may manipulate us into feeling guilty or ashamed for questioning them, making it difficult to speak up about our concerns. Often the issue is compounded because the abuse comes through trusted and even loved channels such as a spouse, boss, parent, or romantic partner. One example of emotional abuse is a partner constantly criticizing their significant other's appearance or personality traits, making them feel insecure and unworthy of love and affection. The partner's constant belittling and negative comments may lead the victim to doubt themselves and their self-worth, causing long-term damage to their mental health and well-being. An example of gaslighting is an abuser telling their partner that they never said something they actually did, making the partner question their own memory. The abuser may even go as far as to insist that the partner is lying, causing the partner to doubt their own recollection of events. This constant manipulation of the partner's perception of reality can cause them to feel confused, anxious, and ultimately powerless. It's important to remember that no one deserves to be treated this way and that it's never too late to seek help. In many such cases, life coaching can be transformational. Life coaching and therapy are two different approaches to issues. Therapy is a form of mental health treatment that is designed to help individuals work through emotional and psychological issues, often related to past trauma or stressors. It involves the intervention of a licensed mental health professional, who use a variety of techniques to help clients develop coping skills and resolve conflicts that are impacting emotional well-being. Life coaching, on the other hand, is focused on helping individuals achieve specific goals and make positive changes in their lives. Life coaches are less focused on underlying issues and use a variety of strategies to help clients unlock their potential and achieve their dreams. It is all about the path forward. For many that suffer from being gaslit or emotionally abused, a combination of therapy and life coaching is an ideal solution. The therapy addresses the trauma and incorrect beliefs the victim holds about themselves. The life coaching empowers the path ahead through boundary setting and personal goals. Nobody deserves abuse of any kind, and after the trauma of abuse is addressed, the path forward can remain murky. Life coaching sheds a light on that path and provides guidance on how to move forward with confidence. Anita Bergsma, life coach, is here to help. Visit her online today to learn more and to empower your journey of lifelong confidence and wellness.